Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Brian Hoyer has invigorated the dog pound with the win over the Saints. And this hometown boy told us how far his love for the orange and brown goes back.
Yeah, I think Ignatius, for me, really set the tone for how I wanted to kind of go forward with my football career. Really, as a kid, I think I always wanted to play baseball, and I was pretty good at it, too. So it was definitely a viable option. But getting to play at Ignatius and play in games where there's 15, 20,000 people in the stands, it's just electrifying.
What was very noticeable to us was that he was a quarterback up here, that he really understood the concepts of the passing game. And when you get a kid that can get to that level, that helps. He also really enjoyed the hurry-up offense. He loves that. He always did. He always loved that situation where quick decisions, managing the clock, things like that.
You know, for me, I always go back to my junior year. We're playing at Maslin, and we're down 3 touchdowns. And, you know, there's 25,000 people there, and it's loud. And I throw 2 touchdown passes, and we have an interception return for a touchdown. We go on to win. You know, really, that time there got me excited about a future in football.
The important thing between junior and senior year for Brian was to realize, what type of quarterback are you? And we're a drop-back team. We're a pro style. And so the important thing was Brian became really a very good drop-back quarterback. Now, in college football nowadays, not every team is a drop-back system. So Brian had to end up with a college situation that truly was a pro style. And worked out very nicely that he went to Michigan State.
Hoyer back to throw over the middle for Jimerson. A little shake and bake. On his feet to the goal line. Steps into the end zone. Touchdown, MSU.
My time at Michigan State, the year I'm going in to be the starter, is Coach D'Antonio's first year. And it was all about, you know, buying into his philosophy and changing the program. And, you know, we went from not going to a bowl game for, I think, 3 straight years or 4 straight years to winning 7 games, going to a bowl game. And then the next year we won 9 games and played in a New Year's Day game, which was his goal the moment he stepped in. So, you know, Coach D'Antonio, his mindset on how you approach things, not just in football and life, I'll carry that with me throughout the entire, you know, rest of my life, because he cared about you as a player, but he cared about you more as a young man and wanted you to be a great person.
Have fun out there.
My time in New England and playing under Tom, who, you know, obviously I'm biased, but in my opinion, the greatest of all time at that position. If you don't take something from that, then, you know, you should have never deserved the opportunity to be there in the first place. I think I definitely wouldn't be the player I am today had I not spent my time there. I learned so much, and not just from Tom, but the entire organization. But I went in there and just tried to be a sponge and soak it all up, and not even just asking questions, but just observing, you know, how things are done the right way, the professional way, and it definitely has been a big influence on the player I am today.
On first and goal, play action fake, he throws, touchdown, Miles Austin!
I think my dream has always been to be a professional athlete, like I talked about earlier. To me, I'm just too stubborn to ever think that I wouldn't have ever made it, and I think that was my plan from the beginning, and it's a good thing I made it, because I don't know what my backup plan would have been.
Well, I guess that's why they say necessity is the mother of all invention. Brian Hoyer had to get it done and learn from some of the very best, both at the high school level and in the NFL with Tom Brady. That's why he's the cerebral assassin, and that's why he gets the job done on Sundays.
And don't forget to go to clevelandbrowns.com to see our full interview with Brian Hoyer.
Now, Billy Winn is one of my favorite Browns off the field. I call him Buck Wild Billy Winn. He is a fun guy. And in this week's Off the Field Battle Royale, he sat down with Craig Robertson and duked it out over a little game called Connect Four.
Hi, I'm Billy Wynn's friend, Craig Robertson.
Hello, I am also Craig Robertson's friend, Billy Wynn.
And we play Connect Four in our spare time.
Because that's what we like to do.
This is first.
I am first.
You can't play like that.
You can't play like that.
I'm first.
That's fine.
Got the Ravens this week.
Yeah, they got Kubiak over there, so have to go back and look at some of the old Houston film and see what we want to do about that.
I used to watch Kubiak growing up.
Yeah, Yonda, man. You got to have a little plan for Yonda. He's their Pro Bowl guy.
It's going to be a good game for us, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's a lot to build off on. especially coming off the win from last week.
That is the loudest I've ever heard that stadium.
I couldn't get the play call sometimes. So I'm just looking at Los like, what's the call? He's sitting there yelling at me.
I just lost again.
Go right here, man. Yeah, I know you lost. But yeah, the dog pound was crazy, man.
Super loud. Like even during like breaks and timeouts and stuff like that, like they was just going crazy. But you gotta love that.
Let's challenge them to get louder though.
Yeah.
We can get louder because we can definitely see that they affected Drew Brees.
Yeah, when he was out there in that first drive and running back stepping up, receivers are coming in.
Yeah.
Couldn't hear nothing. That's what we want. I mean, we need stuff like that because, you know, it gives us an advantage. I mean, look what Seattle did last year with winning the Super Bowl. I mean, teams couldn't hear nothing during the regular season.
And that's what we're building to.
That's what we want.
But I know you're not going to beat me in Connect Four.
Good?
Yeah. Told you, bro. I do this. I do this.
Look at Domino's. Who's up to Domino's?
Well, I'm not that great at Connect Four, but it looks like it could probably beat Billy Winn.
Yeah, a career in comedy, maybe for Billy Winn. Professional football player, absolutely. Professional Connect Four, that's not in the cards. Now, we'll be right back with a culinary cause and join the Browns as they make a surprise stop at a Muni Youth Football League practice.